At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I've always been the sharer of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And this is a wee snippet from my journal in 2021 that got me right in the feels tonight. So at that point in 2021, I was going through a kind of self-discovery journey. I had a wee bit of a CBT and had just kind of came out the other end of PTSD diagnosis, kind of from some attachment stuff and stuff in my childhood that was a bit dodgy. Rejection and abandonment kind of stuff, just childhood stuff that I kind of needed to address. So it still stands, but I wanted to share it with you as part of that podcast. So here goes. The most difficult lesson I face as an adult is the unlearning of negative coping strategies that I've picked up along the way, from a need to survive, fit in and be liked, to heal and grow, regardless of how broken and worthless I felt inside. It doesn't matter if my heart is aching or I'm mourning a life and the relationships I've just never had. It doesn't matter if I'm mourning the loss of someone I love or worrying that I can lose everything I have because my mind tells me that I don't deserve any of it. It doesn't matter if I'm too tired to even get out of bed, but my body won't let me sleep. Life doesn't wait for me to catch my breath. It keeps moving forward, indifferent to my pain. And I'm left with no choice but to push through, even when every part of me is screaming for a moment of rest and peace from my own mind. It's not my job to heal from some of the stuff that I didn't cause, but here we are. But what's even harder is realising that no one truly prepares you for this all to come crashing back when you become a parent. Things said and done that re-traumatise and reignite the pain in you. No matter how hard things get or have been, we grow, I heal. I am strong, I am resilient, and I am beautiful. I'm a beautiful soul. I feel the more I tell myself this, Tamara, that one day I will truly believe it. We keep going. You keep going, Susie. I've made my comfort and I worked hard to get my happy ending. This life is nothing short of what I deserve. The harsh reality of that survival mode and hypervigilance state often means that you pretend you're okay when you're not. And maybe that is the hardest part, not just surviving, but doing so quietly without letting the weight of it show. Yet through it all, we find strength, and I find strength. Strength I never knew we had, but despite the heaviness, we keep moving. I am proud of me, and I am proud of you, and I realise now that I'm loved more than I ever can be, and that love comes from me.